Module 6. A Famous Story. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
Zhaoxing, Beijing. Hi folks, it's me again, asking for help. We are doing this project at school about famous animal stories from around the world. Does anyone know any good ones? Thanks.
Li Ming, UK. Hi there, Zhaoxing. Nice to hear from you again. You want animal stories, do you? Well, our teacher told us a famous English story last week. It's not really about an animal, but it's got a lot of animals in it. It's called Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Have you heard of it? Well, if I tell you the beginning, you might remember it. A little girl was sitting with her sister on the bank of a river. She felt really bored and sleepy. As she was waiting for her sister to finish reading a book, she suddenly saw a rabbit run by. The rabbit looked as though he was going to a party, and he was carrying a watch. He seemed to be late. He put the watch in his pocket. The little girl knew she should really wait for her sister, but she decided to follow the rabbit. The rabbit had very pink eyes. She followed him across a field and under a hedge. The rabbit went down the hole, and she did the same. But it was a very, very deep hole, and she went down and down and down for a very long time. As she was falling, she saw lots of strange things. She finally hit the bottom of the hole, and that's when her adventures started. Alice meets lots more animals on her visit to Wonderland. Was it all real, or was it a dream? You'll have to read Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll yourself if you want to find out what happened to Alice.
Jonah and the Whale, Daniela, Spain. Hey, Zhaoxing, did you ever find that English newspaper? How did your exams go? I know a good story, but it's about a whale. It's from the Bible, actually. It's called Jonah and the Whale. One day, God asked a man named Jonah to do something for him. The people of Nineveh were all being bad. God asked Jonah to tell them to stop their violence and evil. But Jonah didn't want to help them. He did not want to go and share God's message with them. So he decided to run away. He ran to the sea and found a ship which was going in another direction. He got on the ship and fell asleep. While he was sleeping, a terrible storm started. The men were all very frightened. They began to throw the ship's load overboard. The captain went to find Jonah, who was still sleeping. They asked him where he was from. He admitted to them that he was running away from God. The sailors knew the storm was Jonah's fault. He must have done something wrong to make his God so angry. Yes, it's my fault, said Jonah. If you throw me into the sea, this storm will stop. So they did, and the storm stopped. A big fish, possibly a whale, swallowed Jonah. He stayed inside the whale for 3 days and three nights. He prayed to God and promised he would go to Nineveh and preach to the people as God had told him to. After that, the whale spat Jonah out onto dry land. Jonah went to Nineveh as he had promised. Many people question whether this story can be true, but there are reports of at least two people who survived after being swallowed by a whale. Zhou Xing, I've got to go, but you will be able to find out more about this story in your library or bookshop. The Monkey King, June, China. Zhou Xing, how's it going? Why don't you do The Monkey King? You know, that really famous story from China. I'm sure you must know it. But here's the first part. The Monkey King was born from a stone. He wanted to live forever. He was really intelligent and knew what to do. He could change himself into 72 different things, like a tree, a bird, or an insect. While he was changing himself, people just watched and couldn't believe it. He used the clouds in the sky to travel around. One time, he flew 180,000 miles on a cloud. The trouble was, the monkey thought he was the king, but he wasn't. The emperor was. So the real king decided to give the monkey a title to keep him quiet. But the monkey found out that everyone was laughing at him. He was extremely unhappy and decided to fight. At last, the emperor asked Buddha for help. The Buddha moved a great mountain to fall on top of him. As the mountain was falling on him, he nearly managed to get out of the way. He didn't. But he didn't die either. The trouble was, he couldn't move. 500 years later, a monk helped the monkey get out from under the mountain. That's when the real story began. You must remember it. Don't you, Zhao Xing? It's a great story.
Sam, Australia. Hey, I love all your stories. I don't know any famous ones, but I can tell you what happened to me the other day. I was water skiing in this competition. I was far out in the water and everyone was cheering me on. Suddenly, I saw a huge whale. Incredibly, I missed him by about 2 meters, but it was an amazing sight. I could have ended up like Jonah.